This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Lawyers for a woman who says Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her 3 decades ago wants to testify next week before a Senate panel. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, lawyers said that Christine Blasey Ford would be prepared to testify next week as long as lawmakers offer terms that are fair and which ensure her safety.
In an email to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer says her client wants to testify next week if a deal can be reached on terms that are fair and ensure her safety. It's a sharp switch from statements this week in which Ford and her lawyers insisted she would only testify after the FBI investigated her allegations, which put the hearing in doubt. The lawyer says Ford still strongly prefers an investigation, but stops short of demanding it. There is at least one obstacle to overcome, the hearing scheduled for Monday, which the lawyer says is not possible. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he hopes Myanmar's government will pardon as quickly as possible two Reuters journalists jailed on charges of possessing state secrets in connection with their reporting about massacres of Rohingya Muslims. The journalists were given a 7-year sentence for possessing state secrets. They had deported, or rather reported, on the army's brutal counterinsurgency campaign that drove hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas to flee to Bangladesh. The U.S. imposed sanctions on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on Russia. The State Department says China bought fighter jets and surface-to-air missiles. The purchases violate U.S. sanctions law designed to punish Russia for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A senior United Nations official says he believes a Russian-Turkish agreement to create a demilitarized buffer zone between the Syrian army and rebels inside Syria's northern Idlib province has averted a war for now. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Jan Egeland, a senior advisor of the UN Special Envoy for Syria, says the Russian-Turkish agreement bought more time for diplomats and politicians to do their job to protect civilians inside the buffer zone and avert a catastrophic humanitarian disaster. Under the deal, Egeland says, only al-Nusra and other UN-listed terrorist groups can be attacked.
There will be, in the future, air raids against the listed organizations. There will also be fighting between armed groups, armed actors, and the so-called terrorists, the so-called radicals.
He says these groups, which number about 10,000, will be moved outside the buffer zone. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Opposition Ugandan lawmaker Robert Yagulani, better known as pop singer Bobby Wine, returned home Thursday after getting medical treatment here in the United States. Police met him at the airport in Kampala and forcibly escorted him to his house. Mohammed Yusuf has the story from Nairobi.
There was commotion at the Kampala International Airport a few minutes after Yagulani landed. Police whisked him away and took him to his house in Magere neighborhood. When Yagulani arrived, he came out briefly to show his gratitude to his supporters. Yagulani, a fierce opponent of President Yoweri Museveni, was in the United States to receive medical treatment for injuries he suffered when police arrested him last month. He was detained after the president's motorcade was stoned while he campaigned for a parliamentary candidate in the town of Arua. Yagulani is expected to be back in court for treason charges, and if found guilty, he could face the death penalty. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Rescuers in Tanzania will resume their search at daybreak Friday after at least 44 people drowned when a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria Thursday afternoon. Officials said they expect the death toll to rise. It's unclear how many people were on the ferry, but it's not uncommon for ferries to carry hundreds of passengers at a time. A U.S. federal court has indicted the son of the former president of Guinea and his wife for allegedly enslaving a young girl from Guinea at their luxury home in Dallas, Texas, for 16 years. Prosecutors charging Mohamed Touré and Denise Cross Touré with forced labor and harboring an alien for financial gain. The couple brought the girl to the U.S. in 2000. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.